Harmeet Dhillon, Main Focus is Corporate Discrimination Against Americans. By Neil Monroe on September 5, 2026. The Justice Department's Civil Rights Section is investigating numerous allegations of anti-American discrimination by hiring managers in their companies, says Harmeet Dhillon, the U.S. Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights. "We have absolutely ramped this up big time, and it's our main focus," Dhillon told streamer Sarah Gonzalez on September 2. "Almost all of our new cases involving labor discrimination actually involve discrimination against Americans," she said. "We're working together with EEOC and the Department of Labor to put a stop to this discrimination and make sure there's a level playing field for the American worker," she said. Dhillon's statements were applauded by activists for American professionals. "To the fullest extent of the law, she's doing a great deal," said Kevin Lynn, founder of U.S. Tech Workers, which campaigns for American professionals. He added, "Progress is being made, and it's being made on two fronts. The electorate is becoming energized on this visa worker issue, so it's a losing electoral issue for any candidate in this one, especially Republicans, and it is pressuring the administration to make it a priority." Breitbart News has diligently covered the growing evidence that the federal government's many visa worker programs, including the uncapped H-1B program, are being arbitraged by U.S. companies for maximum corporate profits. The programs are also used by executives for personal gain via feather bedding and kickbacks. For example, the federal government recently convicted an Indian migrant for selling a well-paid job to another Indian migrant. The job was at a United Health Group subsidiary, Optum, that helps to manage healthcare for U.S. veterans. More than 1.5 million visa workers hold jobs in place of Americans. "Federal law does not require companies to first look for qualified Americans," Dhillon told Gonzalez. "It doesn't require that you prove that an American is not available. However, our overarching federal civil rights laws make nationality discrimination a violation of federal employment law. Now, before this administration, the DOJ and Department of Labor and EEOC didn't really consider anti-American discrimination to be national origin discrimination. But of course, American is a national origin. Whether you're a naturalized citizen or you're born here, that's a nationality. And if we're being undercut by cheaper foreign labor systematically, that's an employment discrimination matter." Vice President J.D. Vance is pushing for pro-American reforms. Government agencies are writing regulations to curb the fraud and discrimination. Trump's appointee to the Federal Trade Commission, FTC, denounced advocates for foreign hires. And the Inspector General at the Department of Labor is investigating many allegations of fraud and other crimes in the visa programs. "This is not just fraud, this is a criminal enterprise that stretches far beyond the borders of America," Anthony Desposito told Breitbart News during a July interview in his D.C. office. He explained, "Without revealing too much of an investigation, I think that when complete, one of the things that will probably make the American people most angry, and will probably lead to the biggest change from lawmakers, they will probably bring oversight to this, is the fact that many of the individuals that you're talking about that are selling these jobs, getting kickbacks, we will clearly outline and define their relationships with, whether it's gangs, or whether it is transnational criminal organizations. Watch, Inspector General, fraud taking jobs from Americans is a criminal enterprise. The visa schemes push down corporate payroll costs," Dhillon told Gonzalez. "I want to be very clear here. The dirty secret here is that employers who are conservative, employers who are liberal, they're all benefiting from paying a lower wage to foreigners, and they're trying to protect their bottom line. But it's the job of our lawmakers in Congress to make sure that the American worker is protected. We have those laws on the books. It's not just a violation of federal law, but it's also a violation of almost every state law to discriminate on the basis of national origin." Dhillon focused on the pyramid scheme, or the layer system used by so-called body shops that is intended to maximize profits from subcontracts granted by the top technology executives at the Fortune 500 companies. "I worked in Silicon Valley before I came to this job for 25 years, and here are the economics of it. There are often three or four so-called body shops. For each Fortune 500 company, I used to call them software pimps when I was there. that body shop may need to fill a job, but they can't find those people because each of them can sponsor so many at a time. And so, the body shops trade these human beings like currency. If the visa worker, software guy, is getting paid $70 an hour, $60 an hour, then each of the two or three intermediary body shops is taking $10 on top of that. So the Fortune 500 company is actually paying a pretty robust wage. But they're paying it to a body shop, and then there are three middlemen in between taking a cut. And the last middleman may not be paying that guy. And guess what? He can't do anything about it because if he loses his H-1B position, then he gets deported, and so he will shut up and not complain. So it is a form of human trafficking, and Congress could stop this and probably should reform this system, which is rife with abuse the way it is currently being practiced. The visa worker economy generates a lot of profits, complete with kickbacks, and the discrimination is worsened by DEI directives set by government agencies and influential private groups, Dylan said. There are also kickbacks in those types of schemes, and there are also, prior to this administration, probably still persisting in California and places like that, preferences for women-owned or minority-owned firms that are doing contracting. And that's thanks to these wrong-headed pressure tactics on Fortune 500 companies by big pension funds like CalPERS and others. We're really cracking down on it, Dylan said. Adding, I can't say which companies because we're in conciliation with some of them. But Fortune 20 companies are doing this, and we're going to put a stop to it. The crackdown makes political sense because of rising alienation among college grad voters, many of whom are being displaced by the huge population of more than 1.5 million visa migrants. The H-1B program keeps at least 730,000 migrants, plus at least 150,000 spouses, in jobs that would otherwise go to Americans and their families. The massive foreign population helps to spike the unemployment and underemployment rates for American computer science graduates up to 26%. However, many companies, high-tech investors, and lobbyists in Washington, D.C., are lobbying to protect the visa programs. So far, no Democrats have denounced the programs, even as a growing number of Republican legislators co-sponsor bills to curb the inflow. Meanwhile, Democrats are declaring their rising hatred of Dylan via the New York Times. Harmeet is not just ignoring the reasons the Civil Rights Division was created and the laws it is tasked with enforcing. She is using its enforcement authority against the very people whose rights the division was created to protect, said Vinita Gupta, a former head of the division who served as Associate Attorney General during the Biden administration. But the reporter at the New York Times, like nearly all other establishment journalists, does not dare touch the increasingly important and economically critical issue of visas, labor markets, and American prosperity.